A lot of people think grammar is nothing more than a list of petty little laws you're not supposed to break. Trivia, really, just with the threat of getting your knuckles wrapped if you don't know the answer. But to me, grammar is much more meaningful. It's about writing well, understanding how sentences work with the ultimate goal of communicating better. And the best example I know of is summed up in the somewhat off-putting term, upside-down subordination. Consider this example, which I'm pilfering from my sentence book. After walking into the office, retrieving the gun from his desk drawer, shooting his business partner in the face, and quickly beginning to understand that he needed to escape immediately, John realized he was very tired. The problem with this sentence is subtle but important. You can get to it by asking, what's the main point of this sentence? A lot of things are happening here. A man walks into an office, he gets a gun, he shoots his partner in the face, and he feels a panicky need to escape. This is all high-stakes stuff that's probably pretty interesting to the reader. Yet note the central point of the sentence, its main clause, and the piece of information treated like it's so exciting that every other action in this sentence is just an accessory to it. It's, John realized he was tired. That's right, the main clause in a sentence packed with exciting action is the ho-hum fact, John realized he was tired. And the lopsided way the sentence is structured sucks the life out of a passage that could have been a lot more immediate and interesting. This is what we mean by upside-down subordination. And while it may seem a simple matter of emphasis or tone, the truth is it lies 100% in the grammar. A clause is a unit that usually contains a subject and a verb. Rebecca quit. Mark laughed. You need at least one clause to have a complete sentence. But of course, sentences can have more than one clause. If those clauses are of equal grammatical status, they're called coordinate clauses. Rebecca quit and Mark laughed. In other words, you can take what were two sentences, join them with a coordinating conjunction like and make them just one sentence. But when you join clauses not with a coordinating conjunction, but with something called a subordinating conjunction, it changes the relationship of the clauses. They're no longer equal because one can no longer stand alone as a sentence. Instead, it becomes a subordinate clause. Rebecca quit while Mark laughed. Rebecca quit because Mark laughed. When Mark laughed, Rebecca quit. Although Mark laughed, Rebecca quit. After Mark laughed, Rebecca quit. The subordinating conjunctions here are while, because, when, although, and after. And see how any clause subordinated with one of these conjunctions can no longer stand alone as a sentence? Mark laughed is a complete sentence, but while Mark laughed is not. Neither is because Mark laughed, when Mark laughed, although Mark laughed, or after Mark laughed. We actually made a sentence something less than a sentence not by subtracting a word, but by adding one. That's the power of subordinating conjunctions. Now, when you subordinate one clause, you elevate the other. You make it the main clause of the sentence. And that sends a powerful message. It says that the subordinate clause is not the central point. It's more like an accessory, almost like a modifier. And when you inadvertently subordinate a clause you actually wanted to emphasize, you lose a lot. Let's look at our original example. After walking into the office, retrieving the gun from his desk drawer, shooting his business partner in the face, and quickly beginning to understand that he needed to escape immediately, John realized he was very tired. Here, the conjunction after is subordinating all the interesting stuff. So the way to fix this is to get rid of it and create other sentences to serve as vehicles of this information. The simplest way is usually to just break up your sentence. John walked into the office, retrieved the gun from his desk drawer, and shot his business partner in the face. He realized he needed to escape immediately. Suddenly, he was very tired. Now, while that might not be the ideal rewording, the point is that once you get your headlining information out from under the yoke of a subordinating conjunction, the possibilities for giving that information the billing it deserves are almost limitless.